This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
That's wrapped in mistletoe is truly apropos. It has that tinsel glow. We met on Christmas Eve, and I got the greatest gift I could receive. A Christmas love, the kind I'm speaking of, is blessed from up above, angelic and divine. How else can I define a Christmas love like yours and
playing some Johnny Kay. I know you never heard of Johnny Kay. The guy is unheard of by most people. His music is out there and it's a big mystery. Nobody knows who Johnny Kay is. No, I'm not making this up. Some people say he's from the south side of Chicago and his real name is Johnny Kaminsky. That was proven false. But that question's been going around for 60 years. Here's another one by Johnny. I got it on the old 45 RPM here. Let's see. Christmas Candle. Yeah, I remember this. Johnny, if you're out there, let us know where you're at.
Eternity, Christ. Christmas Day.
Best copy I have. It's not very good, is it? Johnny Kay. I know you thought it was Perry Como. Sounds just like him.
Where are you, Christmas? Why can't I find you? Why have you gone away? Where is the laughter you used to bring me? Why can't I hear music play? My world is changing, I'm rearranging. Does that mean Christmas changes too? Where are you, Christmas? Do you remember the one you used to know? I'm not the same one. See what the time's done. Is that why?
That's something from Katie Campbell and
Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas. This is Hugo Winterhalter, directed the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra for 1 year. Worked with just about every major artist in the recording industry. I'm a big fan of his music. Thank you.
keep my daddy safe and strong. Let me have them all year long. That's what I want for Christmas. Let my dolls be made of rags, firemen hats of paper bags. Just write love on the Christmas tags. That's what I want for Christmas. When I wake up Christmas Day, I would like to find a sleigh. But if I don't, dear Santa Claus, I will not complain, because what I really want is this: sister's smile and brother's kiss. Fill our land with peace and bliss, from Maine down to the Isthmus. That's what I want for Christmas. Never giving any fright. Soldier boys who never fight. That's what I want for Christmas. Yes, that's what I want for Christmas.
Judy Valentine with Hugo Winterhalter and the orchestra and chorus. By Johnny Mathis, from his Columbia album.
Christmas Day is here and so are we. Time for children and presents and Christmas tree happiness. Christmas Day is all that it should be. Lights and carols and holly and all kinds of loveliness. Christmas bells
bringing
a
good will to men,
and peace on earth,
everything they taught you when you were a child.
The things a child once taught the world. If Christmas Day like Christmas Day. Things a child once taught the world.
Christmas Day is really in your heart. You don't have to save up all your love to give once a year. Learn to give, try to live each day like Christmas Day.
Burt Bacharach wrote that. Hal David. From Radio City Music Hall in New York. Christmas Holidays. Music of the Stars. Once again, Johnny Mathis.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Guess you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good. You feel you are. think you could. Well, chances are your chances are awfully good. The chances are your chances are awfully
good. The Radio City Music Hall pipe organ. 25,000 light bulbs all ablaze. The Rockettes.
Try this.
Try that.
Try this.
Try that.
It's filtered.
It's frozen.
Confetti.
And frozen.
Jingles play night and day over NBC. Ballad clicks and salad mix mingle merrily. Good or bad, it's an ad posing as a song. You think you're hearing music, but the chances are you're wrong.
The chances are you're wrong. The chances are he's going to sing a song. Oh.
Chances are, 'cause I wear a silly grin the moment you come into view. Chances are you think that I'm in love with you. Just because my composure sort of slips the moment that your lips meet mine, chances are you think my heart's your valentine. In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, dear. Chances are you believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Yes, you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could, well, chances are your chances are awfully good.
In the magic of moonlight, when I sigh, hold me close, chances are you'll believe the stars that fill the skies are in my eyes. Ooh.
Yes, you feel you'll always be the one and only one for me. And if you think you could,
the music of the stars. Merry Christmas, everybody, from all of us here, and I'll be on the air with you on New Year's night. All the way till 1 a.m. We'll be right back. Christmas Holidays at Radio City Music Hall in New York. I found this by Victor Borga. I'd like you to listen to it. Nobody ever did a better reading of Hans Christian Andersen than did Victor Borga, playing it straight.
It was late on a bitterly cold New Year's Eve. The snow was falling. A poor little girl was wandering in the dark, cold streets. She was bareheaded and barefoot. She had, of course, had slippers on when she left home, but they were not much good, for they were so huge. They had last been worn by her mother, and they fell off the poor little girl's feet when she was running across the street to avoid two carriages that were rolling rapidly by. One of the shoes could not be found at all, and the other was picked up by a boy who ran off with it, saying that it would do for a cradle when he had some children of his own. So the poor little girl had to walk on with her little bare feet, which were red and blue with the cold. She carried a quantity of matches in her old apron and held a packet in her hand. Nobody had bought any during all the long day, and nobody had given her a copper. The poor little creature was hungry and perishing with cold, and she looked the picture of misery. The snowflakes fell on her long yellow hair, which curled so prettily around her face, but she paid no attention to that. Lights were shining from every window, and there was a most delicious odor of roast goose in the streets. For it was New Year's Eve. She found a corner where one house projected a little beyond the next one. And here she crouched, drawing up her feet under her. But she was colder than ever. She did not dare to go home, for she had not sold any matches and had not earned a single penny. Her father would beat her. And besides, it was almost as cold at home as it was here. They had only the roof over them, and the wind whistled through it, although they stuffed up the biggest cracks with rags and straw. Her little hands were almost dead with cold. Oh, one little match would do some good. If she only dared, she would pull one out of the packet and strike it on the wall to warm her fingers. She pulled one out. Whoosh! How it sputtered and blazed. It burned with a bright, clear flame, just like a little candle when she held her hand around it. Now the light seemed very strange to her. The little girl fancied that she was sitting in front of a big stove with polished brass feet and handles. There was a splendid fire blazing in it and warming her so beautifully. But what happened? Just as she was stretching out her feet to warm them, the flame went out. The stove vanished, and she was left sitting with the end of the burned match in her hand. She struck a new one. It burned, it blazed up, and where the light fell upon the wall, it became transparent, like gauze, and she could see right through it into the room. The table was spread with a snowy cloth and pretty china. A roast goose stuffed with apples and prunes was steaming on it. And what was even better, the goose hopped from the dish with the carving knife sticking in his back and waddled across the floor. It came right up to the poor child, and then the match went out. And there was nothing to be seen but the thick black wall. She lit another match. This time she was sitting under a lovely Christmas tree. It was much bigger and more beautifully decorated than the one she had seen when she peeped through the glass door at the rich merchant's house on the last Christmas. Thousands of lighted candles gleamed under its branches, and colored pictures, such as she had seen in the shop windows, looked down at her. The little girl stretched out both her hands towards them. Then out went the match. All the Christmas candles rose higher and higher till she saw that they were only the twinkling stars. One of them fell and made a bright streak of light across the sky. Now someone is dying, thought the little girl, for her old grandmother, the only person who had ever been kind to her, used to say, when a star falls, a soul is going up to God. Now she struck another match against the wall, and this time it was her grandmother who appeared in the circle of flame. She saw her quite clearly and distinctly, looking so gentle and happy. Grandmother, cried the little creature, oh, do take me with you. I know you will vanish when the match goes out. You will vanish like the warm stove, the delicious goose, and the beautiful Christmas tree. She hastily struck a whole bundle of matches because she did so long to keep her grandmother with her. The light of the matches made it as bright as day. Grandmother had never before looked so big or so beautiful. She lifted the little girl up in her arms and they soared into a halo of light and joy far, far above the earth where there was no more cold, no hunger, and no pain, for they were with God. In the cold morning light, the poor little girl sat there in the corner between the houses with rosy cheeks and a smile on her face, dead. Frozen to death on the last night of the old year. New Year's Day broke on the little body still sitting with the ends of the burned-out matches in her hand. She must have tried to warm herself, they said. But nobody knew what beautiful visions she had seen, nor in what a halo she had entered with her grandmother upon the glories of the new year.
Some children see him lily white, the baby Jesus born this night. Some children see him lily white, with tresses soft and fair.
Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls who have no pretty dress to wear, little boys who have no teddy bear. I sing Noel, I sing Noel for children, all lonely children who cry on Christmas Eve. I sing Noel, 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 for little girls whose hands are trembling in the cold, little boys whose eyes are too soon old. May the newborn Savior turn his tender face to you. May he help us all to make this world a better place for you. I sing Noel for children, for all little children who have no Christmas tree. Let's all sing Noel, ring the bells of Christmas, for all lonely children wherever they may be. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me. Noel, Noel, come spend Christmas with me.
Bing Crosby with Les Brown. These are the Gold Diggers. Music of the Stars. Candlelight Christmas. And the music of the Stars, the Gold Diggers. Thank you for being here. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Back again next Sunday, but before that, anytime on podcasts on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Lou Regani for the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. Merry Christmas, everyone. Candlelight Christmas over the past 5 hours. It's a gift. A gift I've gotten. I love working with Civic Media on this program, and a gift is, well, it's no good unless you give it on to somebody else. That's the magic of gifts and Christmas.
Because you're always in my heart, my love, wherever I may be.
sweethearts care as you. There's no sadness in the world.
Goodbye.
There's no goodbye.
Because
you're always in my heart, my love. Wherever I may be, you are never far away.
This program is preserved on our podcast. It's civicmedia.us. Please join us anytime, day or night, summer, winter, and the other two seasons, right here. And in the meantime, all I can say is, with the music of the stars, keep your dreams alive. Reach for the stars. We'll be on the air New Year's Eve, 7 o'clock p.m. all the way up until 1 Central Time on the Civic Media Radio Network worldwide, civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, and that's where you find all our past programs, too. Merry Christmas, everyone. Oh, and as Ebenezer Scrooge said, God bless us, everyone.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.